Hello, folks. I'm just back from another protest, along with millions of other people around the globe who are marching into the future and helping to create the new civilization. My name's David Minot. I'm the host of Planetary Makeover, where we create new shows every other week. And this show is about bringing you miracles predicted and about to happen. So here we're bridging the past with the present. We'll begin with an interview from 30 years ago and wrap up with one from today. So go ahead and roll that tape.
Hi, I'm Buddy Piper, and I want you to know how delighted my good friend Dick Larson and I are to be here with you once again as we try to give you insights into a better world. If you remember the last time we saw you, I have been pursuing this as a focal point, calling searching out the miracles in the world, the modern miracles since 1945, and we talked about a lot of them, and Dick and I have both studied in great depth the miracles behind the miracles, and today we'll try to reveal more of that to you. How are you, Dick?
Doing fine, buddy. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, and it's nice to have those people with us out there.
One of the things we talked about last time, buddy, was the crosses of light that you have been traveling around the United States to find.
Yes, and of course, people may remember some of that. It started in Los Angeles, California, and then it swung clear around the world, and this was predicted that this would happen. We both ran into the same magazine. I brought one with me because I love this magazine, Share International. But swung around the world, manifestations of the crosses of light that some great, great teachers said would be putting this information out to bring us to the awareness something great's happening, good for mankind.
And these crosses appeared in people's homes, in the windows of people's homes.
Yes.
And they weren't the traditional T-cross, the Christian cross. They were an even-armed cross.
Right. They send out some tremendously warm, loving, healing energy that you can't look at one of these and not have some kind of a change spiritually, emotionally, and many people physically.
At work, they have this mobile bill, and they do cancer screens. And they found that I had a lump. So I went to the surgeon. He says he wanted to have an ultrasound on my breast. So we went and had an ultrasound. And when the report went to the doctor, there was nothing there. So all this time, this happened before the cross. And after the cross, my lump disappeared.
When we pray and people get healed, it's because we ask Jesus to create a new organ again. That happened to me. He gave me a new womb, a perfect one. And this is the proof. We have this beautiful baby. And it's the same thing with other people that have come with problems. Most of the people that have come to see the cross, they come with a need, usually a physical healing that they ask God for through prayer and through this cross. I truly believe that it is through this cross too, because when we pray, the light of the cross gets brighter.
I get excited because I'm so full of joy inside. Yeah. I want to share it with the whole world.
Another one of the miracles that we talked about, buddy, was the milk-drinking Hindu statue miracle that swept the world in, I think, 4 days.
Yes.
Where these small Hindu statues all around the world, it had been predicted, foretold centuries ago, that at some point they would drink milk.
Right.
And they did. People held spoons of milk up to these statues.
And they were...
And the milk disappeared.
They were brass. They were
stone, marble.
Right.
brass.
And yet the milk disappeared when you held the spoon up. Maybe most of the people listening saw that on hard copy and some of the other things that flashed around the world when this happened. I even held a spoon up to one in a place called Chatsworth, California, and that milk disappeared.
And that was an indication to the Hindus around the world that a great soul had descended. It was told that when this happened, a great soul had descended.
And it also was a great uplifting force to the poor of the people who are followers of the Hindu approach, because it's the statue of prosperity that it called attention to, which means that there's hope for the poor in the future to all the Hindus. And of course, that has to be for everybody for the world to be great.
That's right. And another one was the healing waters.
Yeah.
Miracles.
Oh, I love that one, of course.
And that started in Mexico.
Well, the first one, it was told in 1988 in this magazine share that I ran across, and you did too, evidently, and that there would be wells appearing around the world, endless sources of water, which would offer something very important. We're kind of blasé here in the United States. We think everybody has health care. The truth is most of the world has no health care. And so this, the benevolent beings that surround our planet said it's time to get this into the hands of people who let it go free and let people drink that and experience the healings which we have. We know if you get on your plane right after this discussion we're having and go down to a place called Tlacote, T-L-A-C-O-T-E, Mexico, 250 miles northeast of Mexico City, you would see people standing there by the thousands with $30 million worth of beautiful tanks holding the water so that you're not going to be disappointed when you get there. And most people get help from that water.
Not only in Mexico, but there are healing wells in Germany, in Nordenau, Germany.
Right.
And then there's another one in India. Is it
Nadana?
New Delhi?
Nadana, north of New Delhi.
Near New Delhi, okay.
Yeah, right.
And one in... Russia, right?
One in Russia. He gets close to me because one of the things I've done in my lifetime, among many other things, is I've had a deep joy working with the wonderful people caught in the drunk driving program. And so I've always loved these extra-sensitive people, and I'm sure they smile, too, if they hear me talking now. There are 10,000 people around L.A. itself that I used to talk to. But this water that comes up in northern India cures alcoholism and excessive drinking.
Northern Russia.
Oh, what did I say?
India.
Oh,
that's
not enough. I'm mistaken.
Anyway, it cures alcoholism.
Yes, cures alcoholism. TASS News Agency put that out. If you want to research that, get a hold of TASS.
Okay. And the other one, a big one that we talked about are all of the Madonna manifestations occurring all across the world. Statues that cry real tears, cry blood.
Yes.
Statues that move.
Right.
Paintings that weep. And then in Clearwater, Florida, on that, big office building.
Well, it's an all-glass office building down there. If you saw this on television, you must have been overwhelmed with the beauty of that, about a 60 feet high.
It was like it was in Technicolor.
Yeah, of the Madonna. You could almost see the baby there. She was leaning over so carefully. And this attracted millions of people. And you know the story about what happened after that, about the vandals.
Oh, right. They threw paint or something on the side of the building.
Right. Somebody got to it within 6 months or so after it came up there. The first people who had doubts said, well, it's just an oil stain anyway. But the millions of people who came there said, it doesn't look like an oil stain to me. It's a beautiful picture of Madonna. But the vandals got to it. And the fascinating thing about that, try to wipe off paint or whatever was on there on an ordinary graffiti around your house and see what happens, see if it comes off easily. A couple of rainstorms came and that Madonna healed herself. It's now just shining as brightly as ever. Something happened again.
And you and I have been studying several sources of material to discover the miracle behind the miracle.
Right.
And what we've concluded and what we want to tell people about is that these miracles are not a coincidence.
No.
That they're all connected.
Yes.
That they are, in fact, signs that help is here.
Right.
And what's behind them are the great spiritual teachers who have come with their leader, the world teacher, and are here now.
Yes, you know, it's what surprised me when I started really getting into this. I've been searching since I was 6 years old for some answer to the problem of 35,000 children dying a day of hunger in a world that has a 10% surplus of food. And I was led into this information, and you came in from another avenue, but we both were led into the information, and we discovered that we really are beautifully watched over. If you read Time magazine, it says 60-some percent or 70-some percent of the people believe they've seen angels, and right. You can't mention that on the air when I'm talking a lot of radio broadcasts and television broadcasts, and you do too, and you just can't believe the response from people who have seen these highly developed beings.
And we need to be watched over because these are difficult times for everyone.
Yes.
And there have been a lot of scientific advances, but there are many serious problems that remain, and we need guidance and leadership to find solutions to these problems. And that's what these great spiritual beings, these teachers, are here to help us. They're here when they come forward, and they'll come forward when it's the right time, soon.
Soon.
And they will be giving us, along with the world teacher, will be giving us some solutions to some of these problems. Some of these problems look like they won't go away. Miracles that we didn't talk about were government miracles or political miracles, if you want to put it that way. Problems like the Cold War.
Yes.
Looked like it wasn't going to go away at all, and it would be here forever. Share International had predictions by the world teacher, and one of them was that a man would come out of the Soviet Union, come to the West, and say, I want to offer peace, and I want to end the Cold War. And sure enough, Gorbachev did that.
It happened.
He approached Ronald Reagan. And not only did the Cold War end just like that, but Glasnost brought the breakup of the Soviet Union. We now have separate republics. That's a miracle.
That's a miracle to me because I watched that for so long, so anxious. And all the young people grown up from the time of the last 20 or 30 years, and they know at one push of that button it could all be over, and then it stopped. And isn't it magnificent?
Some and it just goes to show what happens when we get a solution
right.
to these problems. Another one was South Africa.
Oh, yes.
Apartheid. One of the greatest prejudicial problems in the world was in South Africa, as you know, buddy,
yes.
with apartheid. And de Klerk says that God told him to end apartheid.
Right. We happen to have come across information that a messenger of God, one of these teachers we're talking about, right. this leader of this group of teachers who are now with us, did talk to him. He interpreted it as God. In the meantime, he also appeared, this great teacher. He has a personal name, Maitreya, happy one, one who brings joy to the world. He appeared to Mandela and told Mandela, well, send a letter to de Klerk here and tell him I'd like to talk with you. And Mandela said, oh, he won't talk to me. I can't even talk to the governor of the prison. And the teacher says, I know that, but send it to him. Meantime, this teacher did appear and talk to de Klerk, just as you said, and de Klerk interpreted that as God had talked to him, and it certainly was an actual and perfect representative of God.
And a huge problem, once the solution was presented, once again, just disappeared.
Right.
Same thing with the Berlin Wall.
Well, now that one, you know, I got a kick out of that because I had, in my 50s, I got a midlife crisis.
You went over there.
Yeah. I wandered all over Europe hitchhiking, and I got in behind the Iron Curtain because I was so curious right. about how a great nation like that could be divided, one freedom-loving and joyful, and the other just across the line. I got inside there, and they would let you go in at that time just as long as you got some money because mm-hmm. they needed it, and then they let you get right out of there when it's gone. But it was so somber and hopeless and depressed there. I didn't believe the prediction that said, very soon the wall will come down, or at least that's what I interpreted the prediction to mean, and that the two Germanies would be reunited. I couldn't imagine that, but it happened.
It did. The good guys versus the bad guys all these years, East Germany, West Germany, right. East Berlin, West right. Berlin, and all of a sudden they're taking down the wall.
Right.
That's a miracle.
And they're still functioning very well with a combination of the best traits of both sides and also utilizing some of the best traits of the democratic life as well as their life.
And these miracles are here as signs
yes.
that these great teachers are here and about to come forward and that we need to be alert. They're our wake-up call
yes.
is what they are. And that we need to be alert because we are going to be offered solutions and to some of today's problems, some of the terrible problems that we have today. You mentioned one already, alcohol and drug abuse
yes.
is rampant
crime.
Throughout the world. Crime, no education or terrible education.
You know, that education thing, I have to go past that one right now. I know you're trying to move to that fourth one so we get them all out here. But that education thing is phenomenal because, we've had an example of that, somebody who's aware of this problem. Recently, of course, we all mourned the idea that in the height of her life, 36 years old, Princess Di died, and she had been very strongly saying, let's stop the arms that we're creating, and let's stop what we can. And she knew the fact that the amount of money we spend in the world, all the nations preparing for a war, that 1% of that money would educate every child in the world. So we take 1% of what we put into arms every year, and every child in the world would have a great education. That leaves 99% for those who are frightened and want to have bombs and war.
Not 10%,
1%. 1%.
There's got to be a way.
There is a way. We just
that
have
we can
to
do that
put our minds to it.
If we set our minds to it, that's right. And we need to be inspired, and that's what these teachers are here to do, is to inspire us to find some of these solutions. Another one... one of the things we were going to do is we were going to let people know where we get this information.
Yes,
people ask us.
Before we do, I want to suggest, if I may, Dick, that if any of you are near a pen or a pencil, please get it handy, because at the end of this discussion, we will give you several sources. If you've got a computer, you can get a lot of information. If you want to call free toll number, you can get. Put you on a mailing list. We'll keep you informed on all the miracles that are happening, everything marvelous about these teachers that are happening that we can discover. And believe me, if you'll give yourself the opportunity, you will get turned on like we are. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just trying to give you an idea that there's hope out there.
So stay tuned, because at the end of this program, we'll give that information on how you can get the free newsletter and find out about where to find these other sources of information, one of which is Share International, which we had talked about, which is a magazine aimed at world leaders. As a matter of fact, it's in the Library of the United Nations.
Right, and it's also aimed at the leaders of the press. The press represent us, the people, you know. And it's also now being other people are getting it too. But you will find that an amazing magazine, because this gets the information out. We both were astounded when we saw it. From these great teachers we're talking about, it's in there.
Right, and that's where the predictions were from the world teacher.
Right.
Which have almost all come true.
A couple more left.
We'll get to those, won't we? Okay. Another wonderful source of information are the 20 or so books written by Alice A. Bailey in the 1930s and 1940s. Many people refer to that as the Ageless Wisdom Teachings.
Yes.
And you and I have both studied those extensively. And aside from H.P. Blavatsky's writing, probably the other biggest source is that of Benjamin Krem, a contemporary who has now written
17
wonderful books.
Yes.
Which you and I know all about.
He carries this message that we try to give out around the world. He's been doing it for 20 years now. And if you ever get a chance to see him or hear him, take it, because you're going to see one of the most highly developed men on the planet. So those are the four sources of information that have helped us give out this information, and that you'll be referred to. Incidentally, I want to mention this. Don't get discouraged if you don't get it down right as you start writing it, because we're going to mention it three or four times at the end of this discussion, so you can really get the information down.
These miracles are happening now because, as we said, we need solutions to these problems. And one of the problems that you just touched on was starvation, the famines across the world, and the starvation. As we speak, every 2.5 seconds, someone dies on this planet of malnutrition-related causes.
Yes, and we know we have a 10% surplus of food in the world right now, and we could grow 100 times the food easily if we weren't using food as a lever against people.
All right, the end of an era.
And
we're going to see, along with it, solutions to end some of the problems we've been talking about, starvation and so on, crime. And what's going to come in instead of the competition is cooperation. I almost said it first.
Well, that's all right.
Is cooperation will replace this tremendous competition that's putting a tremendous stress and strain on everyone.
There's nobody listening to us at this moment who isn't heavily stressed. I don't care how safe you feel economically. And most of the people now know that you're not going to have one job for life any longer. You're going to have 10 or 12 jobs if you can get them as you go through life. And this, of course, reflects on the young people, which causes them to be panicked. And this is the cause of a lot of the drug problems. I've heard one of the writers, Benjamin Krem, say that's called spiritual starvation when there's no hope. And yes. So you do something momentarily, take drugs of some sort to momentarily feel okay. And that spreads around the world and is getting worse. But it's just the end of the breakdown of the old, making way for the new. And that's why we talk about insights for a better world coming.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, it's already starting to get better if you listen very carefully. Just listen
very
carefully.
And one of the things, and pay attention to what's happening in the world and these miracles that we're talking about. One of the things that we're going to discover is that when we set our minds to it with the proper leadership and inspiration, that we can put an end to separation. And we can work together to solve these problems.
Well, obviously, we came through an age that's ending that was taught us to be. And my English teacher out in Kansas, where I grew up, said, "Oh my gosh, I taught you to say teach, you're taught." Anyway, we'll know that the end of competition, as we know it, is ending, and this cooperation. We saw another manifestation on that at the, which I got a big kick out of, great joy out of seeing the. Cooperation of the masses at the funeral of Princess Di, mm-hmm. bringing the monarchy to attention and saying, hey, don't you ignore the pain in the world, because the person whose funeral is being taking place right now, and then shortly thereafter, of course, you remember Mother Teresa, same person, same kind of action she took, is what we want you to understand. And the Queen bowed.
That funeral was a wonderful demonstration of the power of love. All those millions of people, elbow to elbow, there was no problem.
No stopping them bringing those flowers. I love those flowers.
Yes, 5 feet high.
Yeah, five feet high.
And it just goes to show what we can do when we cooperate. The energy that we create is magical. It truly is magical.
It's one of the things about the future that we will get into if we don't do it all in this discussion. We have another one coming up later. We'll answer all the questions you want to send in. So anytime you call for anything, you write a question in there, we'll look at it and we'll try to answer it.
Stay tuned at the end of this show for
right.
that opportunity
right.
because we'll give you lots of information on how to get the free newsletter and how to obtain where you can find this information that Buddy and I are presenting to you.
Right. Well, I had something I was going there, but I can't quite remember what it was.
Well, one of the things that people ask is they ask, what's going to make people share? What's going to make people cooperate?
That's what it was.
And we've already mentioned the predictions, so many of them that have come true by the World Teacher that have been published in Share International over the years. And there are a couple that haven't happened yet, Buddy, and I think we should talk about those because they're going to make the difference.
Yes. The playing field has to be leveled between those who have everything and those who have nothing. Because that's what competition has brought about in the world. Maybe we didn't intend for it to be that way, but that's the way it is. If you just look at the G7 nations, of which we are one, we take 75% of the world's food supply, leaving 25% for two-thirds or more of the world. That's competition. We must cooperate, and that will help us share in the world, and we will do that. But we have to be reminded how to do that, and we are setting into motion something now that the great teachers didn't want us to set into motion, but they're coming out because we're about ready to harm ourselves if they don't give us the right directions to go, and that's why they're here at this time.
Well, the greed that has taken over the world is going to cause, they have said, a stock market collapse. Not a crash, not a fall, but a worldwide stock market collapse, and this is not anything to be worried about. In particular, it's not going to be a disaster because these teachers are prepared to help us through it. It's going to create a lessening of that tremendous gap between the rich and the poor, and it's going to level the playing field, just like you said.
Yeah.
And we'll have to come up with a new priority besides money, and maybe it'll be caring for each other.
Maybe it'll be sharing.
Yes.
That's right. You know, that's right, Dick, exactly. The forces of bringing us all to a level playing field will also remind us of the environment. You know, it isn't just the poor who won't have food in the future if we don't get busy on the cleaning up the water and the air and stopping cutting the rainforests that give us oxygen. Nobody, I don't care how wealthy you are, will be able to buy food because there won't be food on this planet unless we get to that, and that will happen very soon.
And the other prediction that we were going to tell people about that will make a difference is this world teacher who is the leader of these 13 other teachers who are here now, and will be coming forth soon.
They're stationed in different major cities around the world right now.
That's right. And when he comes forward, it will be on worldwide satellite television, which is there for this purpose. It's nice to have World Cup soccer, but this is why it's there.
Yeah, this is even more important than the Raiders game.
And when the world teacher comes on worldwide television, all eyes will see him, and he will, one of the things that will happen at that time is he will speak to us in our own language, and we will feel his love and the love of the Creator, the love of God, in our hearts like mankind has never felt in the history of humanity. I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable event, buddy. It will make a huge difference in the world.
There's no one here who isn't especially privileged to be here at this time to witness this great transformation till finally the entire world becomes our family. We're going to end separation, and we'll understand that the divinity in the world cannot be divided, and that we are really, literally, we are pieces of that divinity ourselves.
And we will find a way to share. And that brings us to a point which has motivated you and I and inspired you and I, and that we agreed that we wanted to share with everyone today. And that's a simple sentence that goes like this. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spirits having a human experience. That awareness allows us to have a completely different view of each other and of the world.
Yeah, if you get this information in the Bible, it says, "Be ye therefore perfect as your Father is perfect in heaven," you'll recognize that you're not going to do it in one quick 100 years.
That's right. Buddy, we want people to hold that thought until we see them again, and I wanted to ask you, do you have an update on that teenager? You had told me about a teenager in Massachusetts who was in a coma.
Yes.
And yet, when sick people came to see her, they were healed.
Yes.
What is the latest on
that? Started with her family, and of course, by the time people hear this, it could have changed, but the way we're talking about it right now, the update is that they are now moving her out to the garage and fixing the garage up beautifully, because so many people have discovered that the relative is just visiting this lovely teenager. She must be surrounded with some kind of healing energy, because every time they come there, somebody gets healings.
Okay, now it's time to jump 30 years ahead into the present again with Dick Larson. Roll the video.
Well, right now we're in that gap where things aren't working. And so this is our chance to turn the world around with the masters as they come forward. We're going to build a new civilization. We're going to build a new civilization that provides food and clothing and shelter and education and healthcare and freedom and justice and dignity for everybody.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, David Minot II. For this episode, we'll be tying into one of our sister shows, What in the World is Happening, which, so to speak, tills the same esoteric soil as Planetary Makeover. Their staff will be joined by one guest, Dick Larson, who you may recall is a co-founder and former host of Planetary Makeover. All of the guests have been studying the Ageless Wisdom teaching for decades. So this will be a spirited discussion about the new age breaking on humanity's horizon and which beckons us to embrace it. So that is the essence of this show, the 8 great spiritual facts of life. Enjoy.
All right, fact number 6. Humanity has wise helpers. Now, we've already mentioned these helpers a couple of times that help God administer the plan, especially with humanity. Humanity has wise helpers is great spiritual fact number 6. People who went before us, people who lived before us and evolved before us and became perfected human beings, learned all the lessons planet Earth has to teach, they graduated and became permanent consciousness, permanent spirits. Now, when you do that, you're called an ascended master. They have many names. The masters of wisdom, the lords of compassion, the spiritual hierarchy, because even in the spiritual universe, They're at different levels. Masters are at different levels, have different levels of responsibility. These great beings who went, people who went before us, are people like Buddha, Jesus, Mary, John, Paul, Ringo. No, not Ringo. Just kidding. St. John, St. Paul, Joan of Arc. These are all great, great beings that are now ascended masters or masters of the wisdom. And by the way, they're called masters because they're masters over themselves, not because they're masters over us. They're masters over themselves. And these masters have seven paths they can take once they graduate from planet Earth. And one of those paths, thank goodness, is the path of Earth service. 63 of these great beings have hung around planet Earth and behind the scenes have been the inspiration for humanity's great advancements, great achievements over the eons. So these great masters of wisdom, these beings have been the inspiration behind the scenes for humanity, and it is our information now that it's time for them to come forward, not all of them, but a lot of them, to come forward in physical bodies again. Last time was about 100,000 years ago, according to the Ageless Wisdom, and come forward in human bodies and walk with humanity on the planet as teachers. As teachers, they can't come and wave a magic wand and make everything all right. They actually could, but they're not going to because of the law of karma. We made the mess, so we have to clean it up. So they're going to inspire us and teach us and guide us. They're going to make suggestions. And then we have free will, and we can either follow their suggestions to get this planet turned around and back on track or not. It's an individual choice. We have free will. Now, Benjamin Krem's master said what is probably going to happen is about a third of the people are going to respond to the suggestions. These masters are going to come forward. First, their teacher, their leader, is going to come forward. Teacher for the Age of Aquarius will be the first one. About a third will respond. About a third will say, wait and see. And about a third will say, no way, no way. Antichrist, Antichrist.
So you're saying that they're moving from behind the scenes to on the scene? Is that
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like in the physical?
In the physical. There are
Dick, I just have a question. One of our guests has asked, why have they been hiding behind the scenes when they should have been up front all along?
They tried that.
They tried that. They already did it.
Years ago.
Okay.
In the Atlantean civilization on the planet, when man was mostly emotional and physical, didn't use our mind much, had a germ of a mind, and they thought, well, maybe we can advance evolution on the planet by giving humanity great science. So they did. They gave us science that we weren't capable of coming up with yet, and of course, we got all angry at each other, and we made weapons out of them, and we basically blew up part of the planet, and that's why you can see part of the civilization of Atlantis under the oceans. So the masters thought to themselves, well, that didn't work. They're not ready yet. We have to wait until they're ready. So they retreated. Now, they're not up in heaven. They're in the mountains and desert regions of the planet where they don't have to deal with smog and noise pollution and all that stuff. They can be focused 100% of the time on their responsibilities. So they decided to retreat and wait until humanity was ready. One of the great sayings is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, we must be ready because they're starting to appear. There are 14 of these masters on the planet in physical bodies right now in some of the major cities around the world, including their leader, the teacher for the Age of Aquarius, whose personal name is Maitreya. In Sanskrit, Maitreya means the happy one, the one who brings joy. And he's the first one that we'll see and that will talk to us. And then the other masters will come forward.
Why is he the leader?
He's the leader because he's the eldest of humanity to stick around planet Earth. Maitreya and the Buddha were the first two Earthlings to graduate from planet Earth and become permanent consciousness. Now, the Buddha has other work he's doing, and Maitreya is the head of the masters, the ascended masters, the masters of wisdom, and he is their leader. And so he's been working with humanity. He's the oldest. He's the oldest Earthling on this planet, And he's also the oldest master on this planet. And so that's why he comes first, and that's why he's their leader.
So, Dick, wouldn't that mean that, in a sense, leader here means somebody who has more experience and therefore can also take more responsibility? Their vision is broader. They see farther.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He is the Christ for our planet. What does that mean? It means he embodies the love of God, the Christ aspect, which is the love of God, which Jesus taught, the love of God. And he is the Christ for our planet. He overshadowed Jesus. He put his consciousness in Jesus for those 3 years, from the baptism to the crucifixion, that Jesus did his primary teaching. And so because he overshadowed Jesus, Jesus became known as Jesus the Christ. It's the age-old way that masters give out their teachings. The Buddha did it with Prince Gautama. Prince Gautama was born. He knew exactly what he was going to do. He volunteered to let the Buddha teach through him, just like Jesus did before he was born. And then when Prince Gautama was of age, then the Buddha overshadowed him and put his consciousness in Prince Gautama's mind. Prince Gautama gave out the Buddha's teaching and became known as Gautama Buddha. This time, the teacher is coming himself. That's Maitreya, the leader of the masters. And he is coming as the teacher for the age of Aquarius.
And I want to add that, you know, you're saying these masters are coming. Maitreya is coming. But in fact, for many, many years, people have had experiences of Maitreya and the masters of wisdom, albeit many unknowingly. This happens in times of disaster, in times of car accidents, in times of illness. I'm waiting to hear stories of people's experiences of what would seem to be masters or Maitreya during this time of COVID, because so many people are suffering. The masters and Maitreya are the real first responders. They are there at the major earthquakes. They are there at fires. They are there even in just normal everyday moments. People are having encounters with ordinary strangers. Oftentimes they're homeless, man or woman, a student who's a friendly student. And what I've noticed in these experiences, which have been related in print by Benjamin Krem, whose books we mentioned earlier, the hallmark of these experiences is that they're so ordinary and yet incredibly memorable. So I want to share that with the audience. And you don't even have to know about Maitreya or the masters to have an experience of them. And I encourage the audience to think in the past, if they've had an unusual healing experience, an unusual connection with a friendly stranger that remains in the memory. Oftentimes, they appear with luminous eyes and a very loving countenance. So this is not something that we have to wait for. People are actually having experiences of the masters.
Yes, when I said coming, I meant coming out in the open as who they are. You're absolutely right. Masters can appear any way they want to. They can appear as a child, as an adult, as an African American, Asian, as any race they want to, any age they want to. They can appear to people, and have been. Reports of appearances of the masters have been shared with this magazine that Benjamin Krem started, Share International Magazine. And what people would do is write their experience to Benjamin Krem, and then he would have to ask his master, because he was taught how to be in contact with one of the masters. And if the master confirmed that was a true experience of one of the masters, he would publish the letter. And these have been going on for 25, 30 years, these letters that have been printed with people having experiences. And so... Yeah. People, they're doing it less now because their focus is more on coming forward openly to humanity right now, and that takes every bit of energy they have. So they're not doing it as much as they used to, but many people have had experiences, and including, I'm sure, all of us, of a master. You'd swear they were your neighbor when you see him or talk to him. I mean, they're just people are going to be blown away by how simple the masters are when they come forward. I mean, like you said, they're just loving, kind, thoughtful people who talk just like we talk, just like you and I. And they know us because they were us. They were us. They've had every experience on this planet. They've been killed. They've been killers. They've been abandoned, and they've abandoned people. You know, they've had every experience there is to have. So they know us intimately. That's why they don't judge us. They don't judge us. They just love us because they completely understand us. They were us. I mean, it's just an amazing thing.
Dick, I just wanted to say we're going to soon come up to the time when we start our transmission. So maybe we should carry on to the next fact.
Absolutely.
And just before you do that, there was a question about the emotions and why have we overdeveloped our emotions? And I thought of an answer, and that was simply, well, maybe it's not that they're overdeveloped. Maybe our sensitivity emotionally is not a negative thing. It's not that they're overdeveloped. It's simply that our mind is underdeveloped. And so our ability to observe our own emotions and our reactions, our ability to have awareness of our emotions and in understand them and balance them, maybe that's what's missing, and we don't have enough of that. What do you think?
I think that's wise.
Okay.
I like it. Fact number 7, the time is now. The time is now. This is an urgent message we're giving you. We're entering a new planetary cycle. This is astronomy, not astrology that's in newspapers for entertainment. Astronomy, our solar system and our planet are surrounded by 12 great constellations called the zodiac. And each constellation, they're huge. They have tremendous energies. And one at a time, we come into alignment with each of these 12 constellations. It takes 26,000 years to align with each of them once. So for about 2,000 years, we're in alignment with one of these. The last 2,000 years, we were in alignment with Pisces, the great constellation Pisces. And when that happens, we get a great teacher to inaugurate the teaching for that period of time. And when we're in alignment, we say we are in the age of whatever that constellation is. Well, in 1625, we started moving out of the influence of Pisces and its energies. And in 1675, we started moving into the influence and alignment with Aquarius, the next constellation in order. And so it's time for a teacher for the age of Aquarius to come forward. And that's the world teacher that we've been talking about, Maitreya, the teacher for the age of Aquarius. And with him come the Aquarian energies. So the individual people that were developed under the Piscean energy of individuality, man has come out of the herd in the last 2,000 years, those individuals are now going to be taught how to put themselves to the service of the group. Aquarian energy supports group action. That's why people marching in the streets could save our healthcare, because Aquarian energy was behind them. And of course, what we notice is that all of our great institutions are collapsing. Healthcare is collapsing, doesn't work anymore. The government isn't supporting the people like it could anymore. Education isn't working anymore, no matter how much money we. All of these great institutions were built with Piscean energy, and Piscean energy is being withdrawn. So all they can do is collapse.
Including our financial system.
Build these institutions with the energy of cooperation.
Our financial system is based on Piscean energy.
Great example. So once we rebuild these great institutions with the energy of cooperation, the energy of Aquarius, they will serve humanity for the next 2,000 years. But right now we're in that gap where things aren't working. And so this is our chance to turn the world around with the masters as they come forward. We're going to build a new civilization. We're going to build a new civilization that provides food and clothing and shelter and education and healthcare and freedom and justice and dignity for everybody. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. but it is going to happen gradually. A few things will happen right away. Benjamin Krems' master said that within 2 years of Maitreya coming forward, if you can believe this, there'll be no more starvation on this planet. We have a 12% surplus of food. It's just not getting distributed. The plans are there to distribute it, but nobody's ready to hear them yet. Wait until the masters come forward. Some things will happen very quickly, but it's a great time to be alive because you're going to see, if you're in decent health at all, you're going to see unbelievable, wonderful changes that are happening in this new time. And we're here now for this time.
Well, and Dick, as you say that, I just think about all the people out in the streets all over the world marching for ideas like fairness, transparency, justice, an end to police brutality, an end to governments not serving their people. And these people who are out in the streets marching, they're being moved by and really empowered by these energies that you're talking about, right? These Aquarian
Absolutely.
Energies that are giving people the confidence to step out. People who never, ever participated in protest marches before are suddenly out there on the streets, and it feels right. It feels natural.
They're being inspired. Even Benjamin Krems' master even went so far as to say that even the president of the United States will no longer be one person. It will be a panel of wise people. Now, not sure exactly when that's going to happen, but that's the way Aquarian energy works. It works in groups.
Yeah.
And so that's the future for humanity. You're going to see groups becoming these individual leaders. Their time is over. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
but that's the way the future is going to be. Now, one of the things I meant to say about the masters and Maitreya I didn't say before is that they come for everybody, regardless of age, sexual preference, race, level of income. They come for everybody, religious and non-religious. They don't care. Maitreya said, if you're in a religion and it's working for you, great. If you're not, I come for you too. I come for everybody. So let's move on to fact number 8. You play an important part. Now, this is driving it home individually. This is personal. It's a critical time in the history of the world, and I don't think it's any accident that we're all here on the planet alive now. Every generation comes to fulfill their purpose. My parents were here to save the world in World War II from Hitler and Mussolini, and they did. Women went to work in factories. Men went off and died. They did it to save the world, and they saved the world. They were up to their mission. Well, we're here for this. We're here so that when the teachers come forward, we can follow their suggestions and turn the world around and change it into a friendly, loving, kind, thoughtful place where everybody has everything they need. And so that's why we're here. I'm convinced it's no accident. And we're also here because we can handle all of the changes that are going on. We it doesn't mean we will, but we can. We're capable of it. We're capable of handling this chaos. We're capable of handling the pandemic. We're capable of making it through all this and coming out the other side and creating a new, much finer, much more loving, much more just world.
Well, and this kind of leads us into what we're going to do next, which is
can I make
meditation.
A statement? I yeah. just want for our audience, because I see them coming in and they're staying with us. And thank you for joining us, audience. When we say we, this means all of us. This means if you tuned into this and you stayed, there's a reason. And when Dick Larson talks about spiritual fact of life number 8, you play a part. It's no accident that you took the time to listen to this, even just a little bit. If you were here for a minute and you got something that moved you, then I really encourage you to explore more of the information. The links are in our Zoom chat. The links are in our Facebook chat. There are free book downloads. So certainly educate yourself more on the Ageless Wisdom teachings, and also find a role to play in your community, especially at this time. Certainly here in the United States, there's no lack of opportunity to stand up for justice. So that really is why we are all here today, is to bring about sharing, cooperation, and justice for all people.
And I just want to mention, there was a question, where is our evidence for the idea, for example, that none of us are given more than we can handle? And just on the topic of evidence, what I wanted to say is that we don't have any evidence. That is, there is no empirical evidence that we can point to here. But what the Masters of Wisdom say, what Benjamin Krem always said, was you have to trust your own judgment. You have to trust your own discernment. We have a mind for a reason, and that is to use it. So whatever you hear, whatever you come across, turn it over in your mind and make your own decision about it. Trust yourself, actually, is another way of seeing this. And that is that some people talk about the master within, which is simply you are a soul, and as such, you're a divine being. So this divine being that you are can perceive and tell what's true and what's right. Of course, you might have clouds in the way, like emotions or reactions, things that can cloud your judgment, but
but
you do have that ability to know and to perceive. And so it's a question of using it, and practice makes perfect. Just keep going.
Look for ways to serve. Look for ways to give people hope. March in the streets. Get on Twitter. Get on Facebook. Share share what we've been saying at whatever level you think it makes sense. You know, I heard there might be a great teacher coming to make suggestions on how we can turn this world around. Wouldn't that be great? Everybody counts. There's nobody too young or too old to participate in turning the world around. I'm convinced it's why we're here. It's a great opportunity for service to be alive right now.
That's right. And in fact, we're going to do something now that is a form of service. It's called transmission meditation, and it's something that anyone can do over the age of 12. It doesn't take any special training or previous experience. It's very straightforward, very easy to do, and it can only be done in groups. It's a meditation for the Aquarian age. It's not something you can do at home alone. However, now because of the pandemic, we are doing this meditation, each of us alone at home, but we're connecting with other people. For example, right now through our technology, and groups who have been doing this meditation before the pandemic, who used to meet together physically, they now do it each in their own home, but mentally visualizing the other people in their group. So they're connecting that way. Would one of you like to describe how to do transmission?
I'll let Tim.
Sure. It's a very powerful but simple meditation. No special poses or anything. You can just sit comfortably. The idea is to keep your attention at the Ajna center between the eyebrows. So this center between the eyebrows. And how you do that is you kind of look in that direction. You'd have your eyes closed and you think the word Om every time your attention drops. So when you're meditating, you get distracted. Your attention, you may find, drops down to the solar plexus. When you find that happen, you think the word Om, and it'll start to move back up to this center here.
So we will do our meditation and then do a quiet goodbye, and we look forward to seeing you again.
And Dick, would you like to say the great invocation for us? We'll mute out, and you can be the voice saying it, and everyone can say it themselves, so we say it all together.
From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Now, we'd like you to stay tuned and be aware and record the miracles occurring in your own life and around the world, and share those with us on our Planetary Makeover YouTube channel and on our Planetary Makeover Facebook page. We hope to see you there.